You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to get a little hysterical, I mean historical, in this segment. I can't help the play on words, Luigi. For the last 76 years, the Milwaukee County Historical Society has been collecting and researching Milwaukee County artifacts, and we are featuring the Society this month on Inside the County Board. Here in the studio tonight, Supervisor Jim Luigi Schmidt, who was on the Historical Society Board. Also here, Randy Bryant, president of that board, and Scott Stroh, who was recently appointed executive director of the Historical Society. I want to thank all three of you gentlemen for spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you, Harold.
The Historical Society is a partnership with Milwaukee County, and Supervisor Schmidt, you've been on that board for many years now with the Historical Society. Can you just tell us a little bit about the role Milwaukee County plays in the Historical Society?
Sure, Harold. I'm trying to be not as funny as you are. It's a private-public partnership we have with so many other institutions. You talk about the PAC, you talk about the Public Museum, you talk about the Art Museum, War Memorial, the zoo. So we do a lot in Milwaukee County. And this is one of the real gems of Milwaukee County, the building being on Old World 3rd Street between Kilbourne and State. But it's obviously brings the long time and great history, the beer, the socialists, the Germans, and all the history and coming up to the present. And it's a wonderful place with great artifacts. And we're the partner. We own the building. And so we want to partner with these great institutions. But we need to work together, and I'm happy that I've had a chance to be on the board. It's been some wonderful things going on. Randy Bryant, you're going to hear from right away, really in this transition period, looking for a new executive director to take us into the future. And I'm anxious for the public to hear what Scott Stroh has to say. And I'm happy to stay on the board and see it move into the future, Harold.
Mr. Bryant, as president of the board, you've been working on some more big picture items during your tenure there. And what are some of the things that you're excited about in your position on the board?
Well, I'm extremely excited as we look towards the future and looking at the changing demographics in Milwaukee, as well as the economic situation in Milwaukee, recognizing that we have to move forward and ensure that we are the historical society for all of Milwaukee County. In the past, historical societies have really focused on more of the founding fathers and artifacts and things from there, and many people really couldn't see the relevance of a historical society as it related to them. And as we look towards the future, we want to make sure that we are bringing on board someone that was able to get involved more in outreach and bring the relevance to everyone within Milwaukee County. So you, Harold, as a resident of Milwaukee County, should be able to see just how does the Historical Society relate to me and what role do I play, or my founding fathers that they play in development of Milwaukee County. But more importantly, we have to understand that our business is history. And so rather than just collecting artifacts and just having things for people to walk in and look at, we have to take more of a active role in bringing history to the people of Milwaukee County, but in a way that would pay for itself and did not provide a burden for the residents of Milwaukee County to pay for this institution to be in existence. The other thing was to make sure that people didn't just reflect on the building itself as being the Milwaukee County Historical Society. We have a beautiful building that we just went through a $9 million restoration on, and everyone was very proud of the building. But that's not the Historical Society itself. It's only a building that houses many of the artifacts. The Milwaukee County Historical Society is basically throughout the community, and that's what we try to bring aboard.
Well, the Historical Society Board has brought on Scott Stroh, who's the new executive director. And Scott, I want to welcome you to Milwaukee.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And where you come from?
I come most recently from Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay. Well, welcome. And you've been on board now for several months as the executive director. So you've kind of gotten your feet wet. And what are some of the things that you're working on right now as director?
Well, I'll tell you, Harold, thank you. It's an incredibly exciting time to be at the Milwaukee County Historical Society, and I couldn't be more pleased or excited about the opportunity. When my family and I were considering coming to Milwaukee, and since I've been here since July, one of the things I've asked folks is, you know, what's the best way to get to know Milwaukee? What's the best way for me as a new person in this community to really understand the pulse of Milwaukee? And the answer universally is you got to walk the city. You got to get into the neighborhoods. You got to walk the county. You got to get out into see the people, see the places, see the buildings, see the parks, and just experience the essence and the soul of this amazing, unique, and very distinctive place. And that fundamentally is what we're trying to do at the Historical Society. We want to use our position as the county's Historical Society to give everybody, whether they're visitors or residents, an opportunity to, in a diversity of ways, walk the city, live in the city, and love the city and the county every day. And that's an incredible opportunity for us, and I'm just thoroughly enjoying it.
And, you know, Randy, I liked what you said earlier, that it's not just a collection of historical artifacts, and it really is about the people and trying to engage all segments of the community.
Absolutely. Most definitely.
Supervisor Smith.
Well, I was just going to say, pick up on that, what Randy said initially, too, is that, you know, it's a different age. History is great, and we want to remember history and learn from the past, and Milwaukee has a terrific history. But, you know, to be viable and to not put a burden on taxpayers, we always have to worry about that. And we just realize that culture, institutions, and government can, you know, only do so much, and it's really up to our public-private partnerships. And they've responded marvelously, by the way, Harold. If you look at what our zoo and our museum and what, you know, the societies have done in those organizations. And that's why when you hear Scott speak, you know, I think he realizes that and how to experience the city. And I'm sure he's going to speak more to, you know, when he spoke to the board of directors, and he had such a terrific vision to outreach and bring the historical sites outside its, you know, those boundaries of those walls. But those walls are beautiful to see, by the way. I hope that people who haven't been to the Historical Society come and see that gorgeous, gorgeous building.
Right. Yeah. And as Luigi mentioned, the term society is one that we really tried to move away from, because society means it really reflects more of a closed institution. And we want to be open to all people. And so therefore, you know, even our building, you know, before it was very not only was it closed, the windows were painted black and with partitions around them. We opened the windows up so, you know, people feel welcome, that they are welcome to come in. And that it's not just a small group of people with their focused on their own history.
The restoration is beautiful, and you're exactly right. I think it's much more welcoming than it was. Yeah. And another thing that's going to attract some folks here during the holidays, you have a couple special exhibits. And one of those looks at the Milwaukee of Christmas Past, and it deals with the Schuster's department stores, right, Scott?
That's correct, Harold. Thank you. We have a couple of things that the staff team at the Society has pulled together for the holiday season. Many folks will remember or be familiar with Billy the Brownie, and we have sort of re-injected some life into Billy in the 80th year of Billy's existence, but also expanded that program with some additional holiday-themed programming, one of the really cool things of which is a display of some wonderful toys from our collection going back over 100 years of different types of toys. Great things for kids to come in to see. We have some wonderful craft activities for kids as well. You can even write a letter to Santa. You will get a response. We also have an upcoming lecture about the history of Gimbel's here in Milwaukee, a new book just out by an author from Baltimore, who has written a book about the history of Gimbel's, and will be here on December 12th at noon. So if you're downtown or anywhere in the county and want to take a good lunch break, come on down and listen to a great lecture.
Yeah, what are your hours for folks who may want to stop by in the middle of the day? Are you open most weekdays?
We are open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5. The only day we're closed is Sunday, so you're welcome to come down anytime.
Let's talk about the other exhibit that you have on Milwaukee's Italians.
That's an exhibit that opened last spring. It's called Faith Family Festa, and it's an exhibit that was done in part with tremendous support and partnership from the Italian community, wonderfully diverse array of collections and stories on our mezzanine level at the Society downtown, a really insightful exhibit about the Italian experience starting in Italy and bringing it right on up through to the present day here in Milwaukee, which is a story that many immigrant groups can relate to and experience, and has some contemporary relevance about just the transition from one home to a new home, and something we all can experience whether we move 5 miles or 5,000 miles.
Let's talk about public-private partnerships. And, you know, certainly the era that we're in now, All nonprofits are facing financial difficulties, and you have to be creative to maintain and improve your programming. And certainly there are challenges of the county, Supervisor, that we may see changing over the years. How do you think the county and the relationship between the county and the Historical Society might evolve?
Well, I think our partners understand that a lot of them came to the budget proceedings, and you know, they see the handwriting on the wall is that all their cultural institutions took a 15% cut this year in the budget. A couple of years ago, they took a 15%. And to be perfectly honest about it, I think all our partners know that, to keep funding at the level that they've been in the past, that's probably not going to be the way it is with the pressures and the deferred maintenance and other things we have. We're going to get through this, but we need more help from the public. We set the tone. We set the seed. We're very interested. Milwaukee's a great community, as Scott is finding out, and a great place to be and to all the institutions we have. But to think that government can stay at the same levels or increase those as time goes on, I think everybody realizes that. And I think Scott really appreciates that, too. And I've talked to Randy about it. He said, well, you know, I told Randy, you're not the only one being cut in the budget here. it went all the way along on the line here. And it's the reality of things. We want to give the services we can. But, you know, to think they're going to be at the levels they were previously, I don't think it's just realistic. So you got to take some special measures. You got to outreach. It's a competitive market for that dollar out there. And I think Randy, the transition time, and Scott, I think he's spoken to a little bit, but he's got some great ideas, and we need to be practical and become less reliant on the government support.
Yeah. Well, and Randy, I know you served as the interim executive director. I'm sure it's a great relief to have Scott on board now so you can focus on other things. But, if either of you have some things coming up that you'd like to mention, certainly we'd be happy to hear it.
Sure. Well, in serving as interim executive director, my focus throughout the time was not only just to keep the organization financially sound, but also to focus on what we're going to be for the future. And it was very important for us to have the perspective of controlling our own destiny, not relying on the county or any other government entity to fund the Milwaukee County Historical Society, but to fund our own future and our own growth. 7 years ago, the county represented almost two-thirds of our budget. Today, it's down to one-fifth. And we expect that will continue to shrink because when we look at our growth plans as to where we need to grow and the direction that we need to grow, it's a burden that the county cannot support. So all of our efforts are in basically funding our own growth. So we need to find someone that had the ability to do outreach, that understood that it was very important in the fundraising piece, understanding that it's very important in terms of partnerships. So we're doing more partnerships and alliances because, to try to do it within our limited staff and with our limited scope, we're not going to get to where we need to be. And as we look at other organizations and other communities, we're finding that they're focused on the same things that we're faced with the same things that we're faced with. And the success will be in our ability to actually bring everybody on board in appreciating this great county asset and the great opportunities that exist here within Milwaukee County.
Scott, do you have some ideas for what you want to accomplish as executive director here?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's a real privilege, again, to be here. And I thank Randy and the supervisor for the opportunity. You know, I think for us, the most important things for the society right now are having a very high aspiration for what we can mean to this community. My vision is nothing short of using the vehicle of history to change the world in positive and meaningful ways. And I think if we're not aspiring for something that exceptionally compelling, then we're not only doing a disservice to the topic of history, but we're shortchanging the people who we serve. Fundamental to that premise is being more than just a presenter. We want to do more than just present history. We want to facilitate discussion. We want to inspire knowledge. We want to spark creativity, and we want to nurture understanding. We want to nurture community, and we want to use the amazing stories of people, the amazing places, just the amazingly compelling, distinct, and unique attributes of Milwaukee County to shape and tell a story that has relevance and power in people's lives today. And that really starts in a couple of core ways. It starts with looking at values, looking at themes that are embodied by aspects of history, and fundamentally, at the end of the day, whether it's for programmatic or operational or financial reasons, we need to continually seek opportunities and seek strategies to provide something that enough people value that they will support us. So we're not looking to the county. In our model of organizational sustainability, it starts with providing something that enough people deem critically important to their lives, that it's something that it's critically important for them to support. And that doesn't mean it's always big money or big visitation. It's not so much about the numbers as it is about the support you need to continue to advance the cause of your mission. And that at the end of the day is what we're here to do. Provide that value, provide those unique experiences, facilitate and nurture discussion, dialogue, and understanding, and just create a better Milwaukee.
We have just a couple minutes left here if anyone wants to add anything as it relates to the Historical Society. Randy?
Yeah, I wanted to add that we all have to remember that we are living history. What we do today will be history tomorrow. And as we look at our offering at the Milwaukee County Historical Society, we looked at it and we found that it was not one that was inspiring, that was really going to have people walk out the door and feel like, gee, I really got a lot out of this. And so through the years, and I have to say, I have to give credit to all the past managers and leaders within Milwaukee County Historical Society. They've done a great job in building the organization to where it is today. But as times change, the experience change, the expectations of people have changed. And so we can't rest on yesterday's laurels. We have to really look forward to the future. And that's what Scott brings. We, in looking at a new executive director, we wanted one with a great vision and one that had the ability to implement that. And looking at Scott's prior performance, that's what he represented. And so far, we've been very happy and pleased with Scott. And we are here to give him our full support. And I ask for the rest of the Milwaukee community to come on in, meet with Scott, give him a call, and he's there to serve.
Outstanding. Supervisor, some final thoughts?
Yes, I would just say, you know, you talked a lot about finances, but you also talked a lot about vision, and I hope people have heard that come through very clearly. And again, Scott, with those sincere words and why the board picked him to be our new leader and why it was worth the wait to do it. And I do want to say publicly to thank Randy Bryan for this year and a half transition time. He really did a terrific job, a yeoman job, kind of batting the hatches down and waited till we found someone like Scott. And I also, the last thing I want to say is I want to say that Milwaukee County, I personally feel a responsibility here. That this is such an important relationship. This is a little gem in the community. We have our parks. We have all the cultural institutions. It's something that separates Milwaukee County. I hope people really appreciate that. And I think people even outside Milwaukee County come and take advantage of all these things. We're happy to have them, by the way. But we're moving on in the future. I think the Historical Society has a great niche for the future, as Scott has spoken to. And it's a beautiful place to come and have receptions and activities, too, by the way. And so I think we're going good inside and out, Harold. I'm proud to be part of it yet.
Scott, for folks who want to get in touch with the Historical Society, your website address, phone number?
You can reach us at milwaukeehistory.net. You're welcome to call us at 273-8288. That's a 414 area code. Or just come on down and visit us at 910 North Old World Street, right there adjacent to the river in one of Milwaukee County's great parks.
Yeah, right at 3rd in Wisconsin, or 3rd in Kilbourne.
Yeah, between Kilbourne and State on 3rd.
Right by
Pere Marquette.
Yes. Well, you even got the pronunciation right. How
yes,
about that?
Yes, Father Marquette.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
After the break, sentencing young offenders to Shakespeare. Can't find much of a worse punishment for some young people, and that's exactly what the county board is considering. Stick around, we'll explain when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.